School officials at Kip San Antonio say DACA's uncertain future throws a wrench in an already tenuous situation for students who don't have citizenship or a green card. For instance, high school senior Veronica doesn't know if she'll be able to complete a four-year degree because her DACA status expires in November.
Because we don't know what you can or can't stand for.
Veronica is a pseudonym Kip used to protect her identity. She wants to go to Texas A&M Corpus Christi, but she has to wait until the summer to see if she'll get enough financial aid to afford it. Kip college counselor Eduardo Tassati says Texas DACA students are eligible for state aid, but only after other residents get their awards.
And that situation, sometimes may lead to students saying, well, I'll go to a community college because it's cheaper. Or in other cases, I'm just going to have to work. I'm just going to have to find monies to pay for college later.
Society says applying for state aid is time-consuming and complicated because every Texas university has a different paper application process. Kip has created a database of each university's instructions and shared it with several school districts. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.